Now, this morning we're going to bring you a story of how 22 years ago, a Kerry school was supposed to be transferred over to the state as part of a deal done with religious orders, which indemnified those orders against all legal claims of abuse suffered in their institutions if they paid €128 million in cash and property to the Department of Education. But this has still not happened. Radio Kerry News editor Trasa Murphy has the details. And Trasa, what school are we talking about here? And can you give a recap of this controversial deal, highly controversial deal, between the government and religious orders back in 2002?
Gerry, the school we're talking about is Mercy Mount Hawk Secondary School in Tralee. In 2002, under this indemnity deal agreed between the then Fianna Fáil Progressive Democrats government, the school was to be transferred from the Congregation of the Sisters of Mercy, Southern Province, to the Minister for Education and Skills. But 22 years on, this hasn't happened. Now, that very controversial deal you referred to, back in 2002, 22 years ago, the government of the day made a deal with 18 religious orders, including the Sisters of Mercy, that the religious orders were awarded indemnity against all legal claims if they paid €128 million in cash and property. It was highly controversial as the Oireachtas, the Dáil and Seanad did not vote on the indemnity deal, and the agreement was signed by the then outgoing Minister for Education, Michael Woods, and was finalised after the Dáil was dissolved in April 2002. There was an election that May, and before the new Dáil had met that June back in 2002. There was no public scrutiny of the deal, and then Attorney General, Senator Michael McDougall, had only limited knowledge of it. Under the deal, religious orders were awarded indemnity against all legal claims if they paid €128 million in cash and property. Total liability at the time was estimated at €300 million, even though no detailed analysis was carried out by any government department. The government of the day estimated at the time, back in 2002, there would be 2,000 claimants. There were more than 14,000 people claiming by 2009. And then the €128 million that the religious congregations agreed to pay in cash and property back in 2002 in exchange for a state indemnity against all future actions by victims and survivors, that amount was increased under the Ryan Report inquiry into child abuse 15 years ago, when the congregations were asked to give half the cost of redress but offered a further €352.6 million. By 2021, it's estimated that the deal that was made back in 2002 had cost the state more than €1.5 billion.
Yeah, shocking stuff. Now, why hasn't the transfer of Mercy Mount Hawk Secondary School to the state taken place 22 years after it was agreed that such a transfer would happen?
I saw documentation, Gerry, from the Department of Education dated to October 2018 that said the transfer hadn't taken place because outstanding title-related issues remained to be resolved. Now, property title is simply the legal way of saying you own property or land. At that time, the Chief State Solicitor's Office had been in contact with the Congregation of the Sisters of Mercy's legal representative, which had been waiting confirmation that the outstanding boundary-related litigation had been resolved. So this related to a dispute over the boundary of the property, thereby holding up the transfer from the religious order to the state. The document I saw from October 2018, which was headlined Contribution from the Religious Congregations Towards the Costs Incurred by the State in Responding to Residential Institutional Child Abuse, it stated that the position was that it wasn't possible to give a time frame for completion of the transfer, as this was dependent on the resolution of the litigation relating to the boundary. And just to repeat that, it was the congregation's representatives back in this letter in 2018 that had said that that they were seeking confirmation that this this litigation involving a boundary had been resolved. And as I said, October 2018, it was said in this letter from the Department of Education that it wasn't possible to give a definitive time frame for the completion of the transfer.
Okay, 6 years on, what's the situation now?
Well, the latest is that the Department of Education says the transfer of Mercy Mount Hawk to the Minister to the Minister for Education is ongoing, still ongoing. There's been no change, and is being progressed by the Department of Education in conjunction with the Chief State Solicitor's Office. The department says all outstanding litigation relating to the boundary dispute that has been holding over the transfer has been resolved in relation to the property, but that due to the fact that it's a legal process, it's not possible to give an exact time frame as to when the transfer of Mercy Mount Hawk to the state will be completed. The Department of Education says it's being treated as a priority and that it looks forward to the matter being processed as soon as possible. Contact has been made with the Chief State Solicitor Office with a view to expediting the matter, the Department of Education told us. The department also says this doesn't impact on the day-to-day running of Mercy Mount Hawk Secondary School. It's important to emphasise this, that, yeah. The intended recipient, the state, the Minister for Education, is in occupation of the property at Mercy Mount Hawk in this school, in this case, and providing services from it, so that the material relevance of the transfer process in these cases is to provide legal ratification of the existing situation where the state is already benefiting from the use of the properties. So it's important to stress all of this. None of this impacts on the day-to-day running of Mercy Mount Hawk Secondary School.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Trasa, thanks a million for outlining that for us. We'll see what happens until the final completion can be made. But that's a story 22 years in the making from that deal back in 2002. Thanks for bringing us the details on that. Radio Kerry's news editor, Trasa Murphy. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme.